Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
If I didn't do it there, I would have peed myself.
Yep. And that's when my Dutch side came out.
And then he saw that I had a dog and he's like, oh, no.
So I was like, you cannot say this and then do that.
I was fucking pissed. So
men started approaching me and one even tried to grab my arm.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon. From women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about our worst experiences in Lisbon. And I think I can speak for the both of us if I say that so far we've had like pretty good experiences in Lisbon. But of course, it can't be all glitter and rainbows and unicorns or whatever they say. Because, I think we can still say something about it. Yes,
so this is going to be a fun episode to dive in, and you guys can see what it's really like living in Lisbon.
Mm-hmm. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Yes. All I was going to say that, but then I was like, oh, I'm not, because I said it last time.
You always say it.
That's why I was like, I'm not going to say it this time.
That's why it's so in the back of my mind now. It's like your sentence, and it just came to me. It's like, okay, I'm going to say it today. Okay. But before we dive into it, we want to remind you that we have a weekly mail where you can sign up to get a personal story. And as April always says, daily mail, but it's a weekly mail.
Weekly
mail. And we share a personal story that we haven't shared anywhere in the podcast or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So it's all brand new. So definitely sign up via the link in the description and to get more juicy personal stories.
It's free and we do it every Thursday.
Yes. Alrighty.
All right, let's get into it.
Yes. Ooh. We're gonna get deep already. Okay. What was your most embarrassing public moment in Lisbon? I think I already know yours, but...
I've talked about this moment with our friends at game night. Mm-hmm. But
true, it was the most recent one, even. Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of embarrassing that I'm going to tell you guys this, but whatever. It is what it is. So I love tea. And
sorry, I'm already laughing.
I love boba. And me and Bella were going out for a walk, mm-hmm. and I was like walking by and I was like, ooh, there's this cute boba shop. I'm like, gotta get a boba. So I got me a boba tea and I completely forgot that, hey, I'm walking. Mm-hmm. Like I'm walking for hours. I don't know when I'm going to get back home. And when I drink tea or coffee or beer.
Yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom like really fast. Mm-hmm. Like immediate. And I had forgot until the moment came where I was like, oh shit, I have to pee. And we had been walking for a while, so I started looking for like bathrooms. And we all know from our previous episode, episode 8, where we talked about there not being bathrooms, public bathrooms here in Lisbon.
And if there are, there's like, they're completely shit over.
Yes.
Sorry, not sorry. Hope you're not eating.
Yeah. So you see a lot of people just like, mostly men, just mm-hmm. like pissing in the corner. Sorry, mom. So.
Why sorry, mom?
Because I said piss. That's a bad word for her.
But what is the other way to say it? Pee?
Yeah, peeing is more.
Sounds all dirty to me.
I grew up in America. Okay. So. Okay. So I got to a point where I couldn't hold it anymore. and I was looking desperately for a bathroom and I couldn't find one. And I had Bella, so sometimes I can't take her into places. So I'm like, fuck. So I am walking along the water, the river, and I see this sign that says WC, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going. And I'm like going, and it's starting to get a little dark out, and it's behind this, like, well, I kind of don't want to say exactly where it was, because
why not?
I don't know, somebody can pull up the cameras. I don't know.
Okay, okay, good point. Well, it's not the States, right? They don't really have, they only have like old people looking out of the window instead of cameras, but still, we're gonna,
I'm a little traumatized. No.
For privacy issues, we're gonna leave it up.
I'm not gonna tell you exactly. But anyway, so I run for the WC, and you know, as soon as you get closer to the bathroom, you like have to go even more, and I already had to go really bad. Okay, like I'm walking, like, and then I like I'm like waiting, and then I can walk. So that's where I was. So I get there and I'm like, yes. And then I get there and then there's chains on the door with a lock. And
girl,
I'm like defeated. I'm like literally defeated, and I'm like,
you were so close.
I was so close, and then because I got so close, and I'm just like, I can't hold it anymore. Like, I literally can't. I was just like, sorry. I literally just had to, like, go right there. I had no option. Otherwise, if I didn't do it there, I would have peed myself, and then I would have had to walk an hour to go back home because I couldn't take an Uber smelling like piss. Like,
true.
So literally everyone would see like a stain because I'm not gonna piss my pants.
No, of course.
So
not.
I dropped them.
Yeah.
And I copped a squat right in front of the bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So now you guys all know.
But did anyone see it?
No, luckily, because I mean, they could have walked around, because as soon as I got done, some other guy came, and I guess he was coming to look for the bathroom too, and he saw that it wasn't. But
well, at least he was looking for the bathroom, because I feel like most guys just let us go.
I know, or he was looking for a place to hide to go, because it was like kind of gave you a little coverage.
Yeah, well,
but
kind of like what you had to do.
Yes. And then because it was tea, you have to go for even longer. It's not like a quick one. It was like,
it's like a
I was like, oh my God, can you hurry up?
Seriously, it's like never ending, especially when you're like standing.
Oh my God.
And your legs
are
starting
like waiting
to
for someone to come. I'm like looking. I'm like, oh my gosh, can this like stop?
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, that's my most embarrassing story.
Wow,
so
I think I cannot like, how do you say, like
top it?
Yeah, I cannot. Actually, I think I can think of three things, maybe. I'm not sure which one I will take for today, but everything I leave out, you can watch on TikTok, because we post story times there that couldn't fit in the episodes. So follow us also on TikTok, links in the description. But I think I'm just gonna go with the scooter story.
Okay.
But I've already...
Yes, I've heard this one.
Yeah. It's well known, but just in short, we were going to the cinema. I was already running late because my bus didn't show up. So I was like, oh my God, I don't have time. And then also I took another bus that showed up. So I was like, oh, I'm not on the right track, let's say. So I was like, okay, let me save some time and take like a scooter. But I needed to go uphill. And if everybody in Lisbon knows, if you take a scooter, it's slow if you go uphill. It's fine if it's like flat. You can go down with it, you can do anything, but you can't go uphill. But I didn't have any choice because I was running late and I didn't want to let you girls wait. So I was like, okay, let me sacrifice myself, take the scooter. So I went uphill. And I was going so slow that people that were walking, they would just pass me. They were faster walking than I was on that fucking scooter. Like going uphill, like pressing and harder and also moving my body to make it go faster, but it wouldn't. So yeah, that was very embarrassing. But at one point I was just like, you know, it's all part of the show. I'm a tourist. I'm enjoying Lisbon. Put on my sunglasses, like, you know? I'm just exploring the city.
Yeah.
It's all good. Living life.
Yeah.
I'm not in a hurry. Not at all. This is just part of the game.
It's like you were going and then people were just like walking by.
It was.
You're like, hey.
But I just...
But...
It was a show.
Yeah, it was. And you made it right on time.
I did.
For the movie. Like, literally, she sat down. Credits.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was already dark in the... Mm-hmm. In the cinema, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm
so
too late.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it was. So,
but
yeah.
Great story.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing, but not that bad, I would say.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Hopefully we don't get any more embarrassing moments, but...
Okay. Know. Have you ever gotten completely lost here? And if so, what happened? And how did you handle it?
Yeah, I think so. I remember one time that I went to a park.
Yeah.
A big park.
Yeah.
And they have like these walls like around. It's Tapada, by the way.
For that's why I was like, you're talking about this park. I'm like, is she talking about Tapada?
Yeah, of course, because that's my favorite park.
Yeah.
And one time it was like summer, like super hot. And I was like, I want to go explore it. It was the first weeks that I moved here. So I was just like... going around checking everything and it was on my list already for a while. I was like, okay, let me check this out. So I went there and I knew where to go, but then I was there and then I couldn't find any entrance and I was like, this is so weird. So I started like walking around, and anyone who knows Tapada, you know, it's pretty big. They have like these all these walls around, so it's quite of a walk, right? If you walk around,
It is.
So I walked around like on the right side. So I was just walking and walking and walking, and then I saw like some parking space. So I was like, oh, here's the entrance, nice. And then, oh no, I can't go in there. So I walked like further. I was like, I was sweating, and I was like running out of water, running out of breath. I don't know. I was just like dying in the heat. And I just couldn't find that fucking entrance. And I walked all the way around. Almost to like your old place.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And when I was like at the top, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give up. So I didn't even make it to the entrance. I just walked the same way back because I was so frustrated. And then
so
I
you
went
didn't
home.
Even go?
I didn't even go in.
Oh no.
And then after that, I think it took me like another month or so to try again because I was so defeated by not finding the entrance.
You didn't think of like maybe going on Google and be like...
I did, but they don't show.
You have to put the walking man and then maybe they tell you how to walk to the entrance.
Yeah, I think I did because I also... You also have like these stairs that go down, right? The if you go to the main road where the bus is driving, you have like these stairs from Tapada.
Ah, okay.
And I was coming from like below, so I also had to walk up all these fucking stairs.
So you're exhausted by that point. You're like,
and
fuck it.
I was not even close to the entrance because the entrance is to the left. I now know. But at that time, I went to the right, and then it's like you need to walk this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, then you're not gonna make the whole round, right? Because I was already like, okay, fuck it. So I didn't even go in. So that's actually really stupid. But yeah, and I think there's probably been other times that I was like lost. But I feel like nowadays with Google Maps and stuff, you can't get like lost unless you don't have like a battery or there's no service.
Yeah, I find it really strange when people actually ask me for directions. I'm
like, you have your phone,
don't
right?
Don't you have your phone? Like, oh. Like, what year is this?
Yeah, but maybe there's still maybe people that don't have like...
Maybe they don't have like Wi-Fi service
exactly.
or something.
Maybe they only have like Wi-Fi? Remember we talked about this with like Portuguese phones and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, it could be. They don't.
Or if you're like from abroad, like... Not
that's
from
true.
Europe, then maybe you don't have...
that's very true.
The,
but see, because I was such a seasoned traveler, I knew which app to get to where you could still know where you are, even if you don't have Wi-Fi. I would say, like, for me, I don't really have a thing, have anything to add to getting lost. I'm really good, like I have, like, an internal compass. Like, I can know which direction I am. So I'm really good with directions, so I think that helps.
Yeah. But the only thing I struggle with sometimes in Lisbon is like kind of calculating how much time I need to go somewhere, because sometimes in my head it's all like super close or it's super far, and then it ends up being the opposite.
What I normally do is I look on Google to see how long it's going to take me to walk.
Yeah.
And then I say, oh, it says 30 minutes. And I was like, I walk pretty fast. So I'm like, oh, I could get there in 20, 25. But I still give myself the full 30 to get there.
Yeah, that's just in case. Smart thing to do.
Especially if I'm walking with Bella, I have to add an extra 15 minutes to it. Because yeah, she has to sniff at everything. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Ooh. Now it's getting juicy. What's the worst customer service experience you've had?
I believe I've talked about this already. Did it you? Was when I went to the post office here in... I went to the post office and the lady was like, hates her job. And you can see that. And she was just like, kind of not rude, but just like not wanting to be there, like with everyone. So then when I went up, and then my Portuguese isn't so great, so, and she was not going to like, she was not one of the ones that was like going to be nice and like helpful and try and help me figure it out. She's like this is this. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then I would say that, I mean, she still helped me. She did her job, but it was very cold. So that was my first time experiencing like a cold, like customer service experience here in Portugal.
I also feel like it's not so common. Like in general, I think people are super nice.
Yeah.
Also in customer service or in stores or whatever.
What about you?
I think it's very rare that people are treating you rude.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I think for me, the worst experience I've had is with my electricity company. Because it took me like forever to get something fixed. Because I made an appointment, and then at that time schedule that they gave me, there was like no show up. So then when there was like still half an hour or something left, I was like, let me just call to make sure that they are still coming today. And I called the company, and then they said, yeah, you should call directly to another company that's like responsible for sending the technicians over. All that stupid shit. So I called them also, like, hey, what's up? I have an appointment for today. Can you confirm? Is there still someone coming? Because, you know, I also need to leave my house. And then they said, well, if there's no show up like in an hour, call us again. We're going to figure it out. And I remember that day we also needed to record, and we had a guest episode, which was even more like pressuring me. It was at my house, and I was like, I'm not sure, like maybe someone will ring the door when we record. And I was like totally out of it.
And your friend was coming to visit, so that was an extra layer of stress.
Because I did have electricity, but it would fall out like sometimes when I was cooking. It was just like we shut down, and like it was completely dark, and I needed to go downstairs to turn it back on. And sometimes
you had to go downstairs
if the meter is down. It's not that big of an
issue. Wait, you don't have like the breaker? You don't have it in the apartment?
Yeah, I think there's something here, like
at the door. Oh, yeah, that's your breaker.
Yeah, but then if I want to turn it on, I need to do it like in the main department.
Was that just because of how they had set your system up, because of what was going on?
I think
on,
it's for everybody, because if you open that door that's like in the entrance, like the building, you've seen it maybe on the right side. It's close to the stairs. If you open it, you have like all these thingies for every apartment. All these, I don't know if it's a meter. I have no clue about electricity at all. But it's like, if it shuts down, you need to press it like 2 seconds, and then it goes back on again. So if you open that closet, there's like multiple for every apartment, is one. So I always needed to go down. Well, luckily I have an elevator, so I was going down, going back up, finish my cooking, it would shut down again, me going back again. And it happened like so many times, and I was so frustrated. I was like, somebody really needs to come like right now. But yeah, there was no show up. I remember we filmed the whole episode, still no one came, and I was calling again, and they said like, yeah, there's someone can come until 8 p.m. I was like, okay, it's fine, I'll wait. And I stayed home. And then at 6, I started to doubt. And I was like, I should check again. So I called again. And then they said, no, the technicians only work until 6. And I was like, oh my fucking God, why did your colleague just tell me that they could come until 8 p.m.? Because also I wanted to do my laundry, but I couldn't leave my house and I couldn't use my laundry machine because of the electricity problem. So I just basically couldn't do anything. So then they just told me that I needed to call again to make another appointment. Right before 8, because that's the latest time that you can call the customer service and they could schedule for the week after because it wasn't a fucking Friday. So I called again 10 minutes before 8, and then after that I wanted to go to do that laundry. I was like, oh my God. But I called again, and then the guy said, no, we can't plan for the next week. You need to call back on Monday. Seriously?
Why couldn't they plan for the next week?
I have no clue. They always have like some other story, some other excuse. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what it was. Also, like, luckily I could call in English, but still, like, I don't have any clue about electricity. When I'm tired and frustrated, it's really hard to express myself in English as it's not my first language. Mm-hmm. Also through the phone, sometimes it's really hard to hear someone. So I was like, totally like, I don't know what to do anymore. So then I waited until Monday and then I called again, and then I could schedule for Tuesday. And then I called the other company again just to check, because clearly they are not communicating with each other. So I called the company that's like planning the technicians, and I called like my electricity company that's working together with them to see if they are on the same page. Did they talk this through? Like, is it okay? So I called also my electricity company, and then they said that they had confirmed my appointment for the week after that. And I was like, seriously? Because I just called the other company, and they said that they would come tomorrow, and they just did confirm that. And they said, well, we're not sure. And I was like, well, maybe you should listen the conversations back, because they always record it, right? So they have proof. They said it. So there was no going back. So then they finally said, okay, it's scheduled for tomorrow. And then the next day, finally someone came, like 5 days after it was supposed to be, or four. Yeah. So then after that, I was like so exhausted, because I never had like an issue with customer service like so bad. Also in Portugal, they say like everything moves super slow, which is can be true, but I've never experienced it being so like difficult. So that was my my biggest frustration, I think, when it came to customer service.
I can hear your frustration when you're talking
seriously about it. Yeah, and I also wrote like a 1-star review on Trustpilot, because I was so fucking angry. I never do that, but I just wanted to let it out. So that's really helped, and I got compensated, so thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. 20 euros, wow. But yeah, I mean, it's something.
Yeah.
And at first they also said, you're not getting compensated because your previous appointment was never confirmed. Like, excuse me. And then I also said, you can just listen the whole conversation back, because everything is recorded. You're gonna fucking compensate me for like that 2 times you didn't show up. And I got now like 40 euros compensation. Oh, so
nice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's when my Dutch side came out. Because I was like, you cannot say this and then do that. You can't. Especially not if you work in customer service.
Yeah.
There's like rules and this and that for everything. So you can't. You can't fool me, at least. Fool someone else, but not me.
Well, at least you were able to get compensated for
exactly.
It. I mean, to have to go through all of that.
But I also needed to call again after that to make sure that they would get like my compensation on the bill, because I had to file for it, and then they had to like confirm and la la la. So I needed to also call again for to make sure that I would get it.
Yeah, because what they say is not always like.
Apparently, it's crazy.
Yeah,
but
I've heard of that before. Luckily, I haven't had this experience. But yeah, I heard
that. Yeah, before I was also the type of person that only knew the stories, but yeah. Now I have a story myself.
Yeah, perfect for the podcast.
Exactly. I hope you enjoyed.
All right, let's get to the next one.
Yes.
What's the most awkward social situation you've been in here?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Because I feel like normally I'm really good in avoiding awkward situations. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, the most awkward... Yeah, I don't have like any specific situation, but I think in general for me mm-hmm. is in the past, sometimes I went to events that were not really it. Like... maybe the size of the group or the way it was like set up. So I think I've learned from that in the sense that I now kind of know where to go and mm-hmm. what suits me. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like sometimes events, like it's obviously always nice to meet new people, but sometimes it can also be a bit superficial or even draining. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't maybe not necessarily say it's awkward, but just I wasn't really comfortable there. Mm. But yeah, okay. It happens, right?
Yeah. I would say for me, it's the majority of the times when I'm out walking Bella mm-hmm. and then everyone wants to come up and speak to me. And I don't speak like fluent Portuguese and I always feel bad. Or people always come up and ask me like questions. They ask me, like today, I actually had someone come up and ask me, like, can you tell me where, like, this is? I'm like...
You look like a local with your dog.
I don't know. Yeah, I think because I have a dog, people assume that I'm like...
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I do live here, but I don't know. Everyone's always coming and asking me for stuff.
I have that also. Maybe people think that we are, like, approachable or something. Well, yeah. I don't feel like it.
I don't know, but yeah, and then...
It's nice,
and
though.
They come, and then they're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like... And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't
speak
Portuguese. I can only understand a little. And they're like, ah. They give me that. They're like, ah. Like,
they didn't expect surprised. It. Yeah.
They're like, huh. And then they're like, okay. Because I feel like most of the people that have come to me, they don't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just like, and then they'll try like a word or here, or word or two. And then I try to help as much as I can, but I'm like, sorry, guys. But so that's kind of makes it a little awkward sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I also had that one time with like an older Portuguese man. He was really sweet mm-hmm. and he asked me to go to the Congress. Congress?
Congress? Congress?
Yeah.
What's that?
Is that a word?
Congress. That's like politics.
Yeah. Okay. Then we're in the right. There's okay. a place. Like at the water, right? Close to the water, I think. A congress building something.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's not that close to where I met that man. So mm-hmm. he was totally lost.
Mm.
So he asked me where to go. And I that word is kind of similar, right? Like congress. I don't know mm-hmm. if he said something like that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I know where it is, you know? So I was like really excited and I really wanted to help him. And also he was very patient with me because I wanted to explain it. And I was like confusing left with right and like mm-hmm. totally like blackout. But I really mm-hmm. wanted to help him. So eventually I said like where he needed to go, mm-hmm. like down the stairs there and la la la. But he was with a car and I didn't know because he was just walking there. So I thought he was like by foot. So then he was like... But with the car, and I was like, oh, then I don't know. I'm sorry.
Because in Lisbon, it's a lot of one ways. So
yeah.
It's sometimes faster to walk exactly. than to get in a car.
Yeah, I was also thinking that he was like planning on walking mm-hmm. there. So I was like, oh, then it's not that far. You can just go here and here and then down.
Yeah.
But yeah, with your car from the stairs, like, I don't know where you need to go. So eventually, I couldn't help him, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think it would be... more around, but then also I don't drive, so it's like I'm not sure, you know. So mm-hmm. yeah, you better ask someone else.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah,
but it's always nice, right, to kind of try to
of course I always try,
but it can be awkward. Yes.
Yeah,
especially when you don't understand anything, and you're like, oh my god,
and I'm just like, so and I try stupid. And stop them, like, because they'll just keep going. I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Abort mission, stop.
Because it's like, I would, like, if I'm having, like, asking all of this, like, going, and then person's like, sorry, I don't understand, I'd be like, then why the fuck did you let me just talk all this time, you know?
True. Yeah.
So, but yeah.
It happens. Yeah. It's my turn?
Yeah.
Ooh. What was your worst transportation experience? Well...
I don't really have one, but I know you have a good one.
You don't?
Transportation experience? Like, can I? I don't know.
No. Well, I remember you saying in the beginning you didn't know how to enter the bus or something. Was there some confusion with, like, how to
yeah, pay? Yeah, that's true. Well, I didn't realize that you could pay on the bus. Well, no. I assumed that you can only pay cash mm-hmm. on the bus or have a ticket
yeah.
from my travels from other places, because I had never taken the bus. And then once I found out that you said, oh, you can pay with your card, or you can tap to take the bus, I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. So then I started taking the bus, because before I would just, like, walk or, like, hop in an Uber or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'll just take the bus. So I guess, I mean, that's my only transportation experience.
Yeah, but it's not a worst experience. It's not experience. A worst. But, true. Yeah.
So far, my transportation experiences have been good. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any, like, crazy, like, Uber stories or anything.
Mm. Yeah, that's also transport, of course. I'm just thinking about public transport.
Oh, wait, but... it just came to me. I did have one.
Ooh.
Spin Uber. It. Okay. So, first coming to Lisbon, I didn't realize there's, like, 15 options. When you want to call a car.
True.
Call Uber or Bolt.
Which is a blessing, though.
Which I'm only used to like honest. Three. So I didn't realize that I could keep scrolling and there were more options. I just mm-hmm. saw the first three and I'm like, those are the options.
Yeah.
And apparently I had Bella with me and I called a car. I went to the grocery store. It was literally my first day here. Mm-hmm. I went to the grocery store and I called a car because I had a bunch of bags. And the guy couldn't find me. And finally, I had to, like, walk to him and get there. And then he saw that I had a dog. And he's like, oh, no.
Cancel.
I was like, excuse me? And I was like, he's like, no, no dogs. And I was like, well, she's service. And he's like, no, no dogs. Absolutely not. Da, 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 da. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, dude, I'll hold her. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, no. He's like, look, you can choose a car with. Pet. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know you could true. Do that.
Then you have to pay more.
You have
right?
to pay more. Yeah. But I was like, well, I didn't know. Like, I've sat here and waited for you for fucking 10 minutes for you to try and find me. I just walked to you and now you're going to tell me no?
Mm-hmm.
I was fucking pissed. So,
yeah.
So that he was like, no. And I was like a little taken aback by it. I was like, do they not like dogs here in Portugal? Like, I was
well, he
a little,
obviously didn't.
Yeah, so a lot of the Uber drivers or Bolt drivers, they don't like dogs in the car. And I've noticed, like, the more, if I even try and call a car with pet, mm-hmm. it takes a while for me to get a driver. Because mm-hmm. it'll go to the driver and then they'll say no. Oh, so they're okay. like, we have to find another driver.
Mm-hmm.
So the drivers here don't really care for, the majority of the drivers don't really care for dogs in Aww. Their car. And then they were like, do you have a bag? And I'm like, no, I don't have a bag. I just paid extra to have the dog. What what do I need a bag for?
Oh my god, that's
like
crazy.
Are you serious? It's like, no, don't. Whoa. If you don't want a dog in your car, don't accept a ride that has with pet.
I think
and
they,
then look
yeah.
at me like I'm crazy. Like, no.
They just want to have, like, the extra money.
They want the extra money. Not, and then when they see the yeah. dog, they're like mm-hmm. one guy, I was like, absolutely not. I was like, no, take me. We're going. I don't give a fuck. You're pissing me off. So, yes, I did have a story. And there you go.
Yeah. But why wouldn't they? Maybe it's because they are afraid that the car gets, like, dirty. Or
I think that. And seats. I think a lot of people, it's a religious thing.
Ah, true.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's more of a religious thing. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the driver then. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. And also I feel like in Lisbon, sometimes when you want to go somewhere with an Uber, you're like, oh, I am saving time. Like, I'm going there fast. And then they all cancel on you all the time. It happens yeah. so often. Then it's even, like, faster to take, like, the bus.
Yeah, or
that's,
walk.
Like, slow or walk. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Remember that one time that I wanted to take an Uber from Keijs de Soudray? Because we went to a
yes,
party.
Yes, yes.
And I couldn't
she
get
She waited
one.
For so long that she went back to the bar that we were at.
True. One time I was like going back alone, you were already walking home, and I just yeah. went back on my own because I didn't feel safe also waiting for an Uber outside
yeah.
there, because men started yeah. approaching me and one even tried to grab my arm. So I was like, okay, let me. And I was like, you know, like,
yeah.
leave me the fuck alone. I almost yeah. started to scream. And I was like, okay, no. It's okay. Like, you can just walk back. It's like 20 meters back to the club. So I just yeah. walked back and then waited inside. But another time that we also went to mm-hmm. a club or whatever, I don't mm-hmm. even remember. But then I took the scooter home. Do you remember? Because I also couldn't
oh, yeah.
get something.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Let me just get on the scooter. And I just yeah. scootered home.
I forget about the scooter sometimes. But also, too, yeah. it's kind of scary taking the scooter here. Because
yeah.
if the roads are like...
Yes. Because after yeah. that... I wouldn't say I had like a headache, but I felt kind of dizzy because I was like on the cobblestones.
And you
like,
have to really pay attention because
exactly.
you could easily fall off.
Yes.
Because the stones are like uneven. So it's like.
Yeah. And sometimes there's like a nice bike lane and then suddenly it ends like random and you don't know where to go. And there's like a tram rail and a lot happening.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God. The tram rails. If it gets stuck in the tram rail, you're like. I know,
but that's not even the story that I wanted to tell.
Yeah.
Because it happened like a while ago that mm-hmm. I think we were meeting somewhere
uh-huh.
and I was taking the bus.
Oh, yeah, for George's birthday.
Yes.
No.
I think
yes?
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, obviously, yeah. I was late
yeah.
again because at first my bus didn't show up. Then I finally got on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like literally not even... out of the streets
mm-hmm.
and then there was a tram coming
mm-hmm.
and I remember, and this is such a dangerous thought, I remember thinking right before it happened
mm-hmm.
like, oh, it's actually really surprising that like all this traffic, like the cars and the buses and the trams, everything that's going on, that it always, it looks like it's not working well, but it mm-hmm. always works, like
yeah.
it's always working out fine.
Yeah.
And right after that thought, there was a tram coming. And suddenly I was thinking like, ooh, it looks like the tram is like really close.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might hit my bus. Like seriously, it was already dark, so I couldn't see like very well. But I was like, for my like fast calculations, it's not gonna work out. Seriously, so I was already like, and I was also on the side that
mm-hmm.
the tram was like approaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already like moving to the other seat just
mm-hmm.
in case, because I was like, it looks like it's really close now.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to the other seat and I wanted even to get out of that seat just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tram hit the bus like on the side and the whole bus was like shaking. I was like, oh my fucking God, like... I was a bit scared that it might happen, but I was like also
yeah.
like, oh no, like
uh-huh.
they will all take care of it. And also the tram driver, he could see that he needed to stop. Like
yeah.
the bus was on the track and the bus couldn't move because there was a car in front. The
uh-huh.
bus couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So the tram should have had stopped.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe he also didn't see it really well or
uh-huh.
was like a calculation mistake.
Yeah.
So then the whole bus was like completely damaged on the outside. Also the tram was like, tram couldn't drive further in either. But
oh,
luckily it was like from the end stop, so there were only like me and another woman, so it was not like
oh,
a super
good.
Full bus.
Yeah,
imagine.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
So but it's so funny, like here in Portugal no one's really bothered or something. People would just go out and look at the damage and like call and just chill and me and the woman stepped out. And I remember she was actually mad. She spoke to me in Portuguese and she said like, yeah, and what do they think we're supposed to do? They just leave us here. Where do they expect us to go? And she was really like, really frustrated. And I was also a bit like, you know, what can we do, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But that was weird.
Yeah.
And especially when you think of it, like before, like the thought that I had, like, and then it happens, right?
It's
like, shouldn't think about things like that. Because then it happens.
Yep, that's so true.
Right?
Yeah. Really, okay. What was your biggest expectation versus reality moment about Lisbon?
Ooh. Well, multiple things as always. But I think for me, what stands out is that I was kind of, well, I'm from a cold country. So I've experienced like winters that were very cold, a lot of snow, also really cold and wet winters. Mm-hmm. Like I'm from the Netherlands, in case you don't know. So I was like, how bad can it be, right? And also I visited Lisbon a lot of times in the winter and it was always still like sunny and nice. And I was like,
before the rains came.
Before the rain, exactly. And now that we moved here, every winter is like rain. Normally I would go in January and be like, oh, nice in the sun and whatever. But yeah, I was like, how bad could it be? Because I've also visited like Lisbon during the rainy period, like the winter, and I've stayed in different Airbnbs and I knew what it was like to have it like super cold indoors because there's no heaters here. So I knew about it, I've experienced it, but it's a whole different thing like experiencing like indoor coldness for 2 weeks in an Airbnb versus like living here full time and having like 4 months or five maybe even of indoor winter. And I think I realized like this year even more because in January it rained and it stormed for like 5 weeks in a row. And at one point I could feel that my house was so humid. Like it was kind of like you couldn't escape from it. Also, whenever I would do laundry, even if I would dry it inside, it wouldn't get dry. It took like 4 days or something. And just me like in that humid air, I also felt kind of like tired or something. I just felt like the humid air was, in the end of all that 5 weeks, was like really affecting me or something. And that's something that I didn't expect beforehand. But yeah, of course, you know, like about Lisbon, it can be cold, it can be rainy. There's also a winter in Portugal, of course. But I was like, well, compared to what I'm used to, it wouldn't be so bad. And I mean, it's not that bad. But in the Netherlands, I had a heater. So I would never have like a humid house. Yeah. How about you?
Well, I have one story that I'm actually going to say for TikTok.
Oh,
I think that's a good place for it.
Okay.
But I have actually two things that I'm thinking right now. So expectation versus reality. I will say the expectation of I've always heard that, oh, it's over 300 days of sun. The reality since I've been here has not been the case.
Oh my God.
So that would be one. The second one would, I would say, okay, when I came here on vacation, there were like gorgeous men everywhere.
Oh no, I knew you were going to say it when you started about your vacation. I was like,
they were everywhere. And I was like, what is going on here in Lisbon? Okay.
Now we're only dealing with the leftovers.
And then when I moved here, it was like, where
did you guys go?
Where did they go? Where did they go? I was like, it's like that meme that they have on all the platforms where it's like, they do that sound. Or it's like, da 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 da. You're like, wah, wah, wah. So add that to this. So yeah, I was literally like, Was it like a special event happening or something when I came, or like what happened?
Well, maybe they heard there were like pretty girls in Lisbon.
I don't know. So I would say,
well, we're still here. No.
Those are my two things, the sun and the men. But yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, like I said, I have a really good story to tell, but we'll do that for TikTok.
Yes.
It's a long one, a little bit, but it's kind of crazy. But yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I also don't know what you're going to say. So we're going to save it for TikTok.
Yeah, we're going to save it for TikTok.
And also, if you haven't watched our dating episodes, go do it, because there we tell more juicy stories about dating in Portugal. And yeah, how's it going so far? So it's episode 4.
Yes.
And we also have an episode with our guest Mia. Yes. Episode 23, I guess, where you can hear about her experiences with dating in Portugal. So
it's good.
Yes.
Well, we would like to thank you guys for joining us for this episode, and we hope that you have enjoyed what you've heard from us and our experiences here in Lisbon. Remember to like, share, and subscribe, and sign up for our weekly mail.
Yes.
And
our Patreon.
Our Patreon. If you'd like to support us, and then see all of our little extra content that we also put on Patreon as well. Anything else?
No, nothing to add. This was it for today.
Yay. All right, guys. Well, we will see you guys in the next one. And this is
From Lisbon with love. Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.